Father God, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God. We thank you for a blessed day. We thank you for another day, Lord, to come before you, Lord. We may speak the things that are righteous in your eyes, Lord. And only those things be spoken, Lord, according to your word, according to your spirit, Lord. You said it's better to beg than to sacrifice. Let us be obedient to your spirit, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you. And so we see the world continually going in turmoil. People are generally going about their way, doing it whatever they want, as according to their own will, and not even seeking the face of God. And you say, man, how do you know these things? Because I go out, God sends me out into the communities, into the cities, into the highways, into the byways, that I might minister to the people face to face. And there be no doubt in their minds that the judgment of God is at hand. And God continue to lead me and guide me throughout this nation to preach in whatever city he sent me to, sends me to. You know, we want to take heed, you know, that we be mindful, you know, of all things, you know, because Bible strictly tells there's nothing new under the sun. So as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall the coming man be. As in the days of Noah, you know, so shall the coming man be. And it's the very same picture is painted. You know, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And he's allowed us to see these things face to face, you know, that people are just going about doing their business, no acknowledgement to God, even though God is warning them face to face. God is taking time, you know, because, you know, the ministers of God may not be preaching the same message of judgment because they want to hold their congregation together. But we are in the time of judgment, and we must not be slack concerning these things, that we preach any other message other than what God has given us, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is at hand. It is at hand. And unless we repent and turn away from our sins and walk according to the will of God, then we will perish with the wicked. But there will come a time of great tribulation, the Bible tells us, you know, to try the church, to make sure that we are proven and that we are, you know, cleansed from all the filth of this world. Because right now the church is entangled with the filth of the world. You know, it's all entangled. It has become one. It has become one. You know, so that there's no difference between this, those that are saved and those that they call, profess, you know, that those that are sinners. It's no difference. There's no difference, you know. But God requires us, you know, to be a holy people, separated unto him. He will have it no other way. He's not going to have it any other way. We can't be halfway in God and then halfway in the world. It just don't work that way. You know, you can't serve two masters. You're going to cleave to one and you're going to hate the other. Or you're going to despise one and you're going to despise the other. This is the word of God. So make no mistake, we are in judgment time. Judgment is upon the face of the earth. You know, and even as those seals are broken, these seals are broken so that all the judgment comes upon the face of the earth, the sinners will not repent. But God expects us to see these signs and know that that our redemption draws nigh. We must take heed to ourselves. Now is the time to cleave unto the living God. To continually cleave unto him. We must get closer and closer and build that and establish that relationship with the Almighty God. That way God can protect us. and he can nourish us. And he can continually renew our spirit. This is what God requires in these last days. Because judgment is here. Judgment is here. And we must walk after the way of the living God, whose path is already set before us. We don't have to find a path. The path is already there. Jesus said, you know the way. I am the way. That path is already set before us. All we got to do is walk therein. We must walk continually before the living God. We do that which is pleasing in his sight. For the wrath of God will also come upon us. You know, God was very specific when he brought the children of Israel into the land of the Canaanites. He told them which nations to utterly destroy, which things they can take and which they could not. And if they deviated one iota from what God said, it brought Israel into condemnation. And until they cleanse or purge that person that defiled the land of Israel, right? The hand of the Lord was against them. They could not conquer the land. You know, in the book of Joshua, you know, there was one person that stole, that kept gold and that kept silver. He buried it in his tent. And Israel went up and Ai smote them for the living God. But once they got rid of all of those things, God delivered that nation unto them. Because God is not slack on his promises, but neither is he slack on his judgments. Because his judgment is righteous and is pure. So we must wake up from our slumber. We're sleeping. We're walking around, wandering around in this wilderness as if there is no God, as if there is no judgment coming. But it's coming. Judgment is coming. It's here. And the earth will feel the mighty hand of the mighty God. He will cause the earth to quake before him, and the nations to quiver at his sight. And people mock God. You know, they say, well, Jesus coming. You know, Jesus coming. They say, Jesus, yes, he's coming. He's coming at an appointed time. And trust me, you will know that day when he comes. There will be no mistake. But the day and the hour knows no man. Jesus don't even know. Even God is the only one that knows. The angels don't even know. God is the only one that knows. And when that time comes, everybody will see and will know that the Lord thy God has sent his judgment, and he will send his holy angels along with Jesus Christ and along with his saints to put judgment upon this earth by the wrath of the Almighty God. And it will come swiftly. It will come quickly. So don't tempt God. Why people just want to tempt God and provoke God. But God is not moved by your temptation. Because God already knows what is. And he knows the heart of man. And he knows how wicked we are. And at the appointed time, God will judge this earth. He will declare his judgment upon all flesh. Upon all flesh, every living thing. he will declare his judgment upon, whether it be man or beast. So woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. America will fall. America will fall. So the time is now to repent. The time is now to return, to turn away from your sins. The time is now to turn to the living God and our Savior Jesus Christ. God is waiting for men to turn. And if you don't turn, you will be destroyed along with all the sinners of the earth. Destruction is coming. Destruction is coming. Woe unto you that don't take heed to the words of this message. Woe unto you that continue to walk after your own way. Woe unto you that continue to commit yourselves to lies and fornication and adultery and blasphemes. All these things God will judge the earth for. All the idolatry, all the witchcraft. By his mighty hand, these things shall be done. By his mighty hand. So you don't have to worry about when and where and how. I'm telling you, it will, because God said it. God said it, and his word is true. His judgment is true. And he will in no way acquit the wicked. So we must yield ourselves unto him. We must surrender unto the will of the Almighty God and turn away from our wickedness. Salvation is right at your fingertips. But there's also destruction. There's also destruction. You got to choose which one you want, which one you're gonna choose this day. God don't want you to be straddled upon the fence, to be lukewarm. You got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. If you're going to go with God, let us go with God and serve him in the beauty of holiness and righteousness and sanctification. Because he is God. And he is worthy of our praises. He is worthy that we should serve him and serve him alone, because he is the creator of all things. Let us not worship the works of our hands and the works of men's hands in those things that cause us to go astray, that cause us to live an idle life before the living God, that we bear no fruit of righteousness. You must repent. You must repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Judgment is near. Judgment is near. Repent. You must open your eyes that you might see what's going on in this filthy world. The corruption from the least even to the greatest. No man can be trusted. You can't trust anybody. People are giving themselves over, to sin and to all these things. That way they can make money off of YouTube and all these things. But they don't realize it comes with a price. That fame and that fortune that you get, you know, from Satan, he's gonna require it. He's gonna require it at the expense of your soul. He's not gonna just give you the riches and the glory and all these things. And people wonder why, you know, how did I get these riches? Well, yeah, because you have given yourself over to Satan. You know, all these people that call themselves influencers and all these young people are dying way before their time. 24 years old, they're dying without no rhyme, without no reason. Because the devil is requiring those souls. You might get the fame, you might get the fortune, but you will be required to give your soul unto him, unto Satan. You can't sell your soul. All souls belong unto the living God. And we must serve him. We must serve him. Don't deny yourself of the things of the kingdom of God, which is eternal, because all those things that you gain from your YouTube channel and all these things will perish. As I said many times before, God has told me these words that I speak on YouTube are just for a testimony against people because they do their search throughout YouTube. You search for this and you search for that, but you don't search for the living God. Because if you search for the living God, you will find him. You will find him. God will make himself available everywhere. Through everything, through every device. He will make himself available unto you. All you have to do is seek God, and he will tell you where to go and how to find it. That way is no excuses. Because people are going to say, well, I don't read the Bible. No, you don't have to. The word of God is everywhere. It's everywhere. This gospel is preached unto all the world. It's available everywhere. Everywhere. Every kindred, every tongue, every nation. This gospel is available unto you. That way you don't have to perish in your sins. Wake up, old people. Wake up. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand. And the time is now. You don't have tomorrow. The time is now. There is no tomorrow. The time is now. We must thank God for every breath we take upon the face of this earth. You must yield yourself unto him and not unto the lust of this earth and of this world and of the pride of life. Seek the living God and you will find him. He's always there. He's always there. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your holy word. In Jesus' name, amen.